welcome to the half-hour edition of Hot Pipes with me, Steve Ashley. As I've just returned from the American Theatre Organ Society convention in Cleveland, Ohio, I thought that I'd play some of my recordings from these events before the recording ban was introduced around 2008. So I'm going back to the 1990s and to a time when there were annual national events in July and smaller regional conventions held in October. Today's opener comes from just such a regional. It's Barry Baker playing the 1926 novelty Polly on the hybrid theatre organ in the Metropolitan Community Church, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Polly, recorded at the 1993 ATOS Regional in Minneapolis. The previous year, the regional was in Sacramento, California, where one of the instruments featured was the Wurlitzer in Grant Union High School, Sacramento, a quite remarkable installation for two reasons. It was the first organ that George Wright recorded back in 1940, and it has also survived in situ over the decades. The artist for that day in October 1992 was Rex Khoury, and one of his selections was this medley of With a Song in My Heart and My Song. Thank you. Chicago has hosted 5 full summer ATOS conventions since 1969, with the last being held there in 1993. One of the featured artists in that 93 convention was Kurt von Schackel, a native of Indianapolis, Indiana, and who is a newcomer to Hot Pipes. Kurt performed over 170 duo concerts around the USA with the late Jerry Gregorius from Portland, Oregon. On this occasion, though, he's playing solo on the Wurlitzer in the Tivoli Theatre, Downers Grove, Chicago. Cole Porter's What Is This Thing Called Love? From the 1929 stage show Wake Up and Dream, with Kurt von Schackel and the Tivoli Downers Grove Wurlitzer. There's still a plethora of theatre pipes in the Chicago area, but unfortunately no bids from the local ATOS chapter to host another convention. In 1994, it was Fresno, California's moment in the convention spotlight, a seemingly unlikely place as it's a highly agricultural region. But just a few miles south of Fresno lies the small town of Hanford, which still houses a Wurlitzer in its Fox Theatre, and which is used for occasional silent film presentations. That year, Chris Elliott, Kevin King, Ron Rode and Walt Stroney entertained in separate concerts. And from the latter's concert, I've chosen this Leon Covello composition from 1904, Mattinata. Thank you. Sports Journey and Mattinata, played on the Wurlitzer in the Fox Theatre, Hanford, California. In 1946, the BBC commissioned Eric Coates to compose, at short notice, a march to be used for the reopening of its fledgling television service. The result, completed in May of that year, was the Television March, and it was the first music heard on BBC TV after the war. Clark Wilson included the piece in his convention concert in the 1995 event, which was based in Detroit. The organ is the Martin in the Michigan Theatre, Ann Arbor, in Michigan. The 1999 American Theatre Organ Society Regional was held in Wichita, Kansas, which is home to the large and magnificent Wurlitzer from the Paramount Theatre, New York. I've never been particularly thrilled with the commercial recordings from the Wurlitzer's new home in the cavernous Century 2 Exhibition Hall, of which, incidentally, there's now talk of demolishing to build an even bigger convention premises. But this live taping of the 1914 ballad Sylvia, made by a dear friend when there were many recording the concerts, is superb. Thank you. Sylvia, played by Lynn Larson on the Century 2 Wurlitzer in Wichita in 1999. To close this week's show, I'm heading back to California to the Founders Church of Religious Science in Los Angeles. Now, before you head for the off switch, this is no ordinary church organ and indeed no ordinary church, which is of relatively recent construction and which houses a very fine Wurlitzer pipe organ. The legendary Stan Kamm was a featured player there for many years, until his return to his roots in St. Louis in the late 1990s, and in the 1996 Los Angeles Convention shared the bench with the equally legendary Bob Ralston. Here's Stan with one of the great production numbers from the Gold Diggers of 1937, All's Fair in Love and War. As always, it's been a pleasure to present these theatre pipe tracks from the 1990s. The double CD of this year's event in Cleveland should be available in a few months, and I will, of course, be featuring some of the highlights on these shows. Next week, I'll be starting a series spotlighting some of the artists of recent times. Until then, it's goodbye from Steve Ashley and Hot Pipes.